Yeah, this is Dr. Shelley Epstein dictating a independent medical evaluation. Patient seen April 29th at 2 p.m. Claimant Thomas, M-A-C, capital M-O-N-I-G-L-E, WCB number G2336581, date of accident 9/11/2020, Social Security number 4033, claim number 244033541, exam type workers' compensation, IME, specialty psychiatry, location Smithtown, New York. A patient's accepted injuries, anxiety, depression, head, PCS, occipital neuritis, neck, low back, and shoulder. Summary, the carrier reports that the claimant sustained several injuries when they were knocked off a ladder by falling pipe. The claim was later amended to include anxiety and depression. Patient was previously examined by me on 11/15/23. Notes are reviewed. And consolidated. A new paragraph, Mr. McGonigal is a 55-year-old, I'm sorry, is a 50, yes, he's still 55, 55-year-old married male who resides with his wife of 34 years, his 25-year-old son, along with his daughter, son-in-law, and 9-year-old grandson. Actually, 10-year-old. He reports that he's been found to be 100% disabled. At this time, he was a steam footer foreman until he was hit by a pipe on 9/11/2020. He reports being hit in the head by a 400-pound pipe, which led to loss of consciousness. He was driven to a walk-in medical clinic and then referred quickly to the hospital emergency room, where he was found to have a neck injury and shoulder injuries. He reported depression and anxiety and was quite tearful during the evaluation. He feels some relief from his current antidepressant medications and psychotherapy. And has been working to be more conversant regarding his symptomatology. He's currently in treatment with Giselle, G-I-S-E-L-L-E, Novac, M-O-B-O-A-C, Gallart, G-A-L-L-A-R-T, L-C-S-W, at Behavioral Medicine Associates. She reports that her days start out slow and sad. As a routine is to isolate himself somewhat from his family upon awakening. He's currently deemed to be 100% disabled and unable to work. He said he often repeats the same difficulties regarding physical activity on a daily basis. He does attend physical therapy twice a week and is finding it of some help. He also recently consulted with a surgeon in the area, but continues to struggle and feel, quote, I don't have a life, unquote. His past psychiatric history is notable for taking clonopin, metoprolol, sleeveless blouse. And he's psychiatrically, he's prescribed, adds in the medical notes, amlodipine. He's prescribed Trintellix, 15 milligrams daily, bupropion, 300 milligrams in the morning, and oxycodone, PRN. Amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, metoprolol, unsure of dose. His surgical history includes a neck fusion 13 years ago, a wrist surgery 15 years ago. Difficulties with his principal, psychotherapy with a nurse at the school. He has four grown children, ranging from ages of 43 to 25. He feels about 50% better than at his worst. His residual symptoms would lead that number to not be higher. Past jobs have included steam fitter, air conditioning business. He admits to smoking marijuana several days a week. He has at times wrestled with suicidal thoughts, but denies any urges to carry thoughts out. And he readily contracts for safety. Okay. I'm checking the last evaluation and making sure I haven't missed anything to incorporate in this one. Oh, here we go. Okay. Other recent medical conditions have been covered, as well as current medications. A psychiatric treatment is currently weekly therapy with Giselle Novak-Gallard, LCSW, a nurse practitioner. He was hospitalized at Brunswick in 2010 for several days. He was at that time drinking, but he has found it relatively easy to give up, although he does have wine with dinner. A mental status exam. He's casually dressed, looks his stated age, fluent speech, somewhat tearful, describes his mood as sad. Overwhelmed by paperwork related to his injury. He denies auditory visual hallucinations. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. Insight and judgment are fair. His admission to inpatient at Brunswick on the psych unit did involve him making a statement regarding self-harm. He states he did not mean it, but does admit to feeling despondent at times. His father has passed away. His mother is living. He's limited to weight-bearing capacities. He feels his wife has been very supportive, and he leans on her quite a bit. Okay. He's suffered with the 6 past surgeries, a thoracic request, 3-level apartment, same floor apartment. They need to move in June. He's hoping to use that family holding. He was pushing for discharge most of the inpatient appointments, although making it inpatient versus outpatient was his decision. Okay, so address of questions. Okay, summary, the carrier went into the claimant and sustained several, the carrier reports that the claimant sustained several injuries when they were knocked off a ladder by a falling pipe. The claim was amended to include her comment at that point. the records reviewed were listed. Past and current conditions, injuries were discussed. Habib's his father urged him to spend more time out of the hospital, out of the house. Excuse me. His depression probably interferes somewhat to a full recovery, although his orthopedic pain has been rather stagnant for a bit. I don't believe he can function alone in transport this time, as at least one eye would be required holding open. So where do I C210? Is it near a main is it near a main address? Okay. I don't feel that this gentleman is able to work due to his degree of chronic pain and depression as well as PTSD. I think he's only 2 months away from MMI. Okay. A patient noticed as well. I'm sorry. His aunt noticed these changes to his skin as well. As did his sitter. No. So, vague auditory visual hallucinations at times, no hopelessness, no helplessness, no suicidal or homicidal ideation, although at times has wished you were dead. Insight and judgment, P41. Yes. Well, let me finish this. I believe his treatment has reached maximum medical improvement. It's been reasonable, necessary, and causally related. Prescriptions include amlodamine 10 milligrams daily. I have to add them from the other page. I'm sorry. Exact name and age of everybody who was home today during the evaluation. A factor impacting the recovery process is his inability to return to work even on a volunteer basis due to shyness and a recurrence of an injury, should that happen. Okay, so any suicidal thoughts at the elective, on the radio, any homicidal thoughts, is alert and oriented to what? Okay, so we'll get that out tomorrow before you go. I believe he has reached maximum medical improvement for the anxiety and depression. I believe he should be provided with maintenance treatments, basically talking therapy to someone such as Dr. Goldman, who has the same symptom is pretty unusual, but good to know. The degree of disability, I believe to be 50%. His prescriptions were listed. We did not discuss the outcome with the student in his test-taking area. He will use IME 3, 8, 4, and 12 to benefit. Impression, diagnosis, major depressive disorder, recurrent severe, not psychotic, and post-traumatic stress disorder. I hope this information has been helpful to you. Sincerely, Shelley J. Epstein, M.D.